This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The U.S. Supreme Court considers this morning that case from Colorado that found Donald Trump ineligible for elected office. We will go live to the court for the start of that case in about 40 minutes. Hospitalizations for Colorado patients with COVID-19 dropped again this week to their lowest level since early last fall. Here's CPR's John Daly.
154 people are currently hospitalized with confirmed cases. The number has been mostly dropping since it reached 280 around Thanksgiving. The percentage of emergency department patients diagnosed with COVID-19 remains low, around 1%. Wastewater trends also look good, with most utilities reporting decreasing or flattening trends. Hospital admission rates for flu and RSV have been dropping since late December. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Scientists in Boulder have made a new discovery on how climate change is affecting the ocean around Antarctica. Lead researcher Kara Nissen says the ocean's acidity could double by the end of the century.
Ocean acidification is one of those stressors, one of these factors that will impact how well ecosystems are doing in the ocean.
Researchers say it's not just the surface layer of that southern ocean that's being affected. It's the entire water column. If carbon emissions aren't reduced, the ocean will become more acidic, killing plankton and krill, which are essential food sources for bigger animals like fish and whales. Runners in the Colfax Marathon and Half Marathon in Denver will race a new course this year. Officials shifted the route for both races to accommodate more runners. 21,000 people participated in the race weekend last year. The new Half Marathon will take runners through a new part of the Denver Zoo, while the new marathon course will give more room for runners. Marathon weekend is May 17th through the 19th this year. For the Denver area today, mostly sunny, a high near 50, then a chance for snow tomorrow. Mountain snow continues, maybe some clearing late today, and then more snow into the weekend. Mountain highs in the 20s. This is CPR News.